Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Scales of Truth. I'm Tyson Harley. This one a little bit of a follow-up when we called the bluff on the former liar-in-chief, Obama. And I never really used to diss him much, but this kind of skullduggery that he does now, I'm telling you. So this is hilarious to me. I see first somebody just shares, George Clooney's like, well, you know, I love Joe Biden, but I think we have to look for another candidate. And he gets to do an op-ed in the New York Times. George effing Clooney does an op-ed for the New York Times. Can you say access to liberal freak politics? Okay, but how does this connect together? Easily. When someone shows me that meme, or really just image, it's just an image with a point. Who's George Clooney kind of staring over at from a different chair towards the foreground? Whose profile do we see? Why, Barack Obama. There you go, boys. So, this is what happened. I told you that the MSNBC host couldn't help but name drop. Oh, during the debate, I talked to people across the world, political operatives, President Obama, she couldn't help but name drop. And they said how concerned they were with how feeble and how weak he was, as though it's a surprise. So, but then what happened? Obama right after, well, everybody, a person can have a bad debate. A person can have a bad debate. Okay, but during the time, you're registering your caution and your concern so you can get the ball rolling on that perception. But then he's stayed with that. He's, quote, supporting Biden out front. But then what happens? I'm telling you the point here. George effing Clooney uses his clout. I mean, maybe, but he's still just a suave, aging actor. To get an op-ed in the New York Times about needing to replace him, replace Biden, all by himself, he got? Nope. Nope. It was the same as the picture. Obama using George Clooney, because this is how much this bastard's into skullduggery. Crazy. But that's the truth of it. It's plain as the nose on your face. I mean, the only picture I see, because I don't care about, I had no idea Clooney was that hyperactive. And that the rest of the thing said, hey, he just gave a fundraiser for Biden just, I don't know, a couple or several weeks ago. And they're, you know, so the meme's kind of like, ha, 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 you big dummy. And so there's your point. Like, this is how connected he is. The picture somebody used to share that information was him staring at Obama. That's the answer, boys and girls. Maybe they just needed time to figure out their replacement plan. And now they're moving all the chess pieces on the board. Because George Clooney probably is not doing anything without Obama being cool with it. Come on, man. All right, guys. Thanks for listening to the Scales of Truth. You can find me over on Chemology 411 as well.